In the name of the Father,
and of the
Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Simeon is doing all the preaching for me today, because he says it all, really. My eyes have seen the salvation. He is seeing it in this little child who has come after 40 days after his birth to be presented into the temple, to be circumcised, in a sense as an offering to God, in which through the act of a turtle dove or a pigeon or a lamb, in a sense, redeems the child back, but still belongs to God. And we know that that is Christ, the only begotten, who is always in the Father and with the Father. When Simeon gazes upon this child, he is anticipating something that he's been anticipating for years. It is said that he was one of the 70 who translated the Old Testament, now we, as we know, as the Septuagint. And it is also said that he was martyred for his faith later, after the encounter with Christ in the temple. He also says, "Now, Lord, let us, thy servants, depart in peace." Now, we can see in one way, obviously, kind of the obvious way, is that now that he has seen the Messiah, expected one, the one who has been anticipated for all ages up until that point, he can now die in peace because he's now experienced the presence of God made man. But I think those words, "Now let us, Lord, let thy servants depart in peace," can be applied to us as well. Because, you know, as we experience the Lord in our life, we know that the Lord is in everything in our life, that there is nothing in our life in which God is not aware of, nor in which he is acting in his love, in compassion, and mercy. He is always with us. But being members of fallen nature, we also experience sin in our life. And when we experience sin, we have a way out, who is Christ Jesus. Because he is our way. He shows us true life. We may glom on at times to the counterfeit, the not real, for various reasons. But when we go to the Lord with what we are carrying with us, whatever burden that we're carrying with us, whatever sin we are carrying with us, our Lord wants us to come to him. And then he gives us new life. He releases us from what is pulling us down, pressing upon us. And he gives us new life. That's why we can say, "Lord, now thy servant departs in peace." We have come to the Lord in our weakness, but with hope that God is all merciful and loving, and he knows exactly what to do. And he knows that he is here, that he is here to free us from what is burdening us. So when we say, "Lord, let thy servant depart in peace," we're departing from all that is weighing us down, all that is sinful, all that is dark. And we depart from that darkness into light, as only God can give us, his light. And we depart in peace, because before we experienced internal chaos, maybe, or confusion, or inner darkness, or anxiety, or all these negative things that we may experience within us. And now we're experiencing peace. And the Lord walks with us into this light, because he is the light, and he shows us the light, and he invites us into the light, to live in the light. And that is why Simeon was so full of joy that day, because this is the fulfillment of all the promises that have been made. And now we see it in a small child that will develop. And we know it's very interesting how God honors our human condition as he becomes man. The child is God, and he doesn't develop into a deeper knowledge of what God knows as he gets older, because he is God. He has everything as God, but he honors the human condition. So it says that he grew in stature and in wisdom, which means that he honored the growth process of a little baby, a little boy, an adolescent, teenager, growing into a young man, and now he's at 33, he's now entering his mission. And it said that he grew in that according to his human development. It's so wonderful how God went so far as to say God becomes man, but still remains God, but he is also fully man. And that is part and parcel, in fact, the whole thing, of our salvation, because God became man so that man can be joined with God in union. And with that union, we have this newness of life that only God can give us. So with Simeon and Anna today, we experience this joy. And let us receive this joy that God has given us, the incarnate presence of God who is among us. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.